Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? Thank you for your service, and it's great to catch up again.
Definitely, and always. And so staying very busy and working and taking care of patients. And again, bracing and getting ready for this wave of the coronavirus and the flu virus coming up here.
So we're going to see a wave again, even though people are trying to say they're trying to get back to normal. People are starting to really start to not social distance anymore, especially I'm seeing it more and more. You're really cautioning against this, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. And I think the national leaders on this actual virus, people like Dr. Anthony Fauci, just last week mentioned, again, that what we're going to be facing here with the coronavirus and the flu virus. He just talked about that on CNN recently, last week.
All right, so let's kind of just jump right specifically into your book now. You know, we've covered certain parts of your book. We've talked about your brother. We talked about kind of being the ward of the state. But let's talk about let's go into the military today. I thought let's kind of talk about your formation. Once you finally decide to go to the military, that's when your life started to turn around, wasn't it?
Definitely. I think that there was a very essential part, you know. Again, I went to lots of college, and actually I was in medical school when I decided to go into the military. And so that changed a lot in that, you know, I had financial support. Again, I had a strong team of leaders who I was working with. And so that certainly did help advance my career. And so I think the military is very important, okay, for young people in our society. It teaches discipline, teaches young people how to work as a team, plan for the future, and also be involved in world-changing events. So, yes, going to the military was very instrumental in my life, and I think it's very important for young people in America.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well, Dr. Hall. It's just something that, you know, you develop that discipline. You develop that work ethic. So when you entered the military, you didn't have that, right? That kind of discipline.
Well, there's a certain aspect I would say, I did not have. Now, again, you know, getting through college, and we've talked about this with different guests of how important college is, and so far as helping you plan, helping you meet deadlines and just obtaining a degree, how that was important. But the other aspects of basically accepting leadership, you know, there are people who are older in the military, whether colonels or generals, you may just be a lowly captain, but either way, which is again my rank, you know, being able to accept orders and take responsibility is very important. So,
yeah, accepting orders and taking responsibility is huge. It's a big part of everything and anything. And if you don't, then what happens to the military? What happens to the guys that don't want to take orders and responsibility?
Well, that's the thing. Since it's a team effort, if you do not want to work with the team, then guess what? The consequences won't just affect you. It will affect the team. And so what you'll see is your colleagues and the people that, you know, you work with, they have ways of motivating you to comply and to do what's right, to achieve objective and certain goals. So, but, you know, there's another aspect, too, of the book I want to talk about, Neil,
sure.
if we have some time.
Yeah, so I just want to kind of, we'll go into the military and then you jump in the other part of the book. But so in that process,
sure.
When did you kind of discover who you are in the military? Did you choose to become a doctor in the military?
Right. No, great question. After my second year of college, back at the California State University at Chico up in Northern California, is when I decided that I wanted to study medicine. And so that was way before I actually joined the military. But interesting enough is that what made me actually want to also go into medicine was I read a book about a doctor who actually had been a doctor in the military. And so that always stuck in my mind. Again, the whole theme here is that we can find our role models in literature. We can find our role models even on TV sometime in the different shows. And so that, I think, is very important to find those role models wherever they are.
Definitely finding them is key. And you figured it out. You said, I want to do this. And your journey, we'll talk more. People need to definitely check out your book. It's available on Amazon. And search the book, and you'll be able to find it. And we'll talk about it at the end of this interview. Now, let's go to what you wanted to talk about the book today, and something else as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's again tied into this whole idea of role models for our young people. And just last week, I was looking at the book and where it ranked with children. Science book, kids want to go in science, those books about that. The book had actually climbed to the 500 position on Amazon. And so I think that, you know, this book is having an effect on young people and what they want to do in their life. And just the principles from the book, because again, the book goes through every step of my life. It talks about every year of college, from the first year of college to the second year to the third year. It talks about the science classes I took and, you know, how we should approach science and how that science and mathematics can help us actually become better thinkers and more effective in things that we do daily. So,
yeah. And you know what? So that's, you just brought up a great point. In that of the book is your radio show podcast is the questions are the same as the book's laid out. You basically find out about the challenges they went through in their lives, how they were able to overcome those challenges, who were their mentors, who were the people that helped them in the process, how they discovered themselves, how they developed that work ethic, and where they are today. And that's all laid out in the book. So somebody who was in trouble with the courts, really a bad kid, you turned everything around and against all odds went and fought. And today you're an emergency room doctor and an author and a nationally syndicated radio host. So everybody could be you, Dr. Hall, even in their circumstance, if they truly follow these principles.
Yes, sir. I think you're totally right. And again, I think that was the whole idea of why I wanted to tell my story. Not that I thought, hey, I was any special type of person, because everyone has a very inspiring story, you know, that can be used literally to help other people and change their life. But from the situation I was in, looking out from the projects of Watts, I said, hey, there's a big world out there. I want to make an impact on the world. From that point, I was able to focus. But I think that's the most important thing is that we use our life examples and those times that we're going uphill, the difficult times, those times help us form our character so far as that's what challenges are for. Not so much what happens to your life, but how you respond to what happens to you. And so that really was the genius behind, again, how you architect the show is that the book lays out questions for our most inspiring guests that we have on the show. And those questions come from the book that we ask about their lives and about what they're doing in their careers and say their various foundations and activities. So.
Absolutely. And then in the different times in your life, and again, the point about your brother who's incarcerated and how he made the wrong choices and the wrong decisions. And he too could have maybe overcame those things. But again, it takes mentors. It takes to understand that you're going to go through trials in your life. You're going to have challenges. You might even hit rock bottom, even if you have all the talent in the world. But that means that it's time to fight again. Right, Dr. Hall? It's time to take up the fight and go again.
Exactly. And, you know, my brother Wayne, he did end up in a very difficult situation, and he is in a very difficult situation. But even from his situation, if you read the book, he is using his confinement, you know, his imprisonment to try to reach out and help other young men who come from the same lifestyle background that he came from. whether that was a life in crime, whether that's growing up in poverty, in the different urban environments here in America or across the world. Read his chapter. He talks about what young people should not do in order to keep themselves out of severe trouble in the legal system.
Well, fabulous. Again, everyone needs to check out the book. Best place is Amazon, right? Where should they search?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Amazon, it's actually on the Amazon site. But again, I think if you just go even to Google, type in my name, Christopher L. Hall, MD, I think one of the first things that will come up is the book. And so I'm very excited. The effect that the book is having and the message that we're getting out with this show as well.
Absolutely, and people are figuring out Dr. Christopher Hall and all those different things, and definitely you have another book in line coming soon, right, as well? You're going to have another book?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. And I would say within the next 6 months, the new book should be out. And so I'm talking about that a little bit more. But again, it's going to be on the same line of motivating, using the leaders in our society, whether they're stars or athletes, and what they went through and their struggles, and how their stories can be used to help our young people be successful here in America.
And it's amazing, the stories, and you never know who's going to tell that story. And if you paint the picture, they have gone through those struggles and they've overcome. So again, Dr. Hall, thanks for calling, and look forward to another Dr. Christopher Hall show soon.
Great. Thanks, Neil. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Dr. Bye-bye. Christopher Hall Show, and take care, everyone.